frozen pizza. We spoke about pizza from fruit juices. Now we're up to frozen pizza. Okay? So let's begin. I want to give the shiurim today. Zechanish is my father. Today I have yortzeit for him. So Ms. Neshama go to highest points of Gan Eden. My dad was a wonderful man. He tried to help a lot of people. Not only did he try, he did help a lot of people. A lot of people used to come to him for jobs. He would give them jobs, and he helped a lot of people. And people, some people appreciate, other people didn't, and you know, weren't so nice to him. But he never, he didn't hold grudges, and he persevered. Frozen pizza. Frozen pizza bought in a supermarket is made in a drastically different manner than pizza bought in a pizzeria. Okay? What is it done? When a pizza is made in a pizzeria, the tomato sauce and cheese are added to the raw dough, which is then placed in the oven. In contrast, frozen pizza is made by first baking the dough and then adding tomato sauce and cheese after the dough is fully baked. This is evident by the fact that the cheese is not melted on the frozen pizza. So the fact that it's made differently, everyone got the chiluk, would this baking method have any ramification on the bracha? So let's go. So if the dough is made with fruit juice, the dough is considered pasaba bekisnin in any case, and adding the sauce and cheese after it's baked makes no difference anyway, because the second you make it with fruit juices, it becomes what? Pasaba bekisnin. Our question relates to when the dough for the frozen pizza is made with water and flour and baked alone before the sauce and cheese are added. Will the opinions above, who consider pizza from a pizzeria to be pasaba bekisnin, also consider frozen pizza to be pasaba bekisnin? In other words, can bread be downgraded to pasaba bekisnin if sweetness or stuffing is added afterwards? The question also applies to pizza bagels. Okay, so what's the story? So Mr. Bruin Sivkonikov Zion, Simikuf Samachet Sivkonikov Zion writes that dough stuffed with fruit is considered pasaba bekisnin. Why? Because the dough was baked together with the fruit. Okay, everyone got that? Again, Mr. Bruin writes that dough stuffed with fruit is considered pasaba bekisnin because the dough is baked together with fruit. This clearly implies that if the additives were added after the dough was baked, the baked dough is still considered bread. Similarly, Minchas Chizkiv, Dayan Weiss Paskins, that once bread is baked, returning it back into the oven as thin slices to make it crunchy, for example, that was the third category of pasaba bekisnin, will not give it the status of pasaba bekisnin, because the moment it becomes bread, you're done. You can no longer uproot it from its bread status. Therefore, the dough of the frozen pizza is considered bread, even according to the Moshe, Rabbi Asher Weiss, and the Taz above, requiring you to wash before a kazayas of it. Okay, so we got it? So frozen pizza is considered shame pas already. Yes, Sam, and you can't get rid of that, and therefore you must wash. Yes, Nate.
Even if you have, like, pizza, you're reheating it up, and you heat it up in, like, a microwave, so it gets all flimsy and disgusting.
Right, right.
It still be considered pas.
Yes, correct. Excellent. That is absolutely correct. When picking up frozen pizza from a supermarket, you can easily determine if the pizza dough was baked together with the cheese or if the cheese was added after the dough was baked by examining the cheese. As mentioned above, if the cheese melted, then the dough was baked with the cheese. And if the cheese is still whole, it was clearly added after the dough was baked. I think most of them are already what? I think most of them are not melted, right? They're like the Maccabean and all those things, right? I think so. Are not melted already. So if that's the case, you know, you have a shame pas, and that shame pas can never be what? You can't get rid of it. Okay, the Shari Bracha quotes Gedolei Achronim Paskin otherwise, that if the dough is baked with the intent to later add additives to it and usually eaten as a dessert or on the go, it is still considered pasaba bekisnin. So I want you to get that. Rav Moshe, Rav Asher Weiss, the Taz, prevalent opinion, shame pas, you can't get rid of it, against the Shari Bracha, who claims, no, if you had it in mind, they certainly have it in mind because that's how they manufacture their pizzas, you know, in the store. They have in mind that, you know, they're going to add on later. So if you're going to add on later, that still could be considered pasaba bekisnin. What emerges from here is that in order to conclude that you do not wash on frozen pizza, you need to rely on the opinion that pizza is not bread. Okay? Yes, that's number one. You have to rely on pizza. The pizza is not bread. With his Ramosher, Basher Weiss, and the Taz above, together with relying on the minority opinions that bread can become possible. Because if the bread had in mind, if the baker had in mind to add sauce and cheese to it. Since it is questionable whether one can combine these opinions together in this manner, washing and benching is recommended when eating even a small amount of frozen pizza or pizza bagels. So I would recommend that when we're buying frozen pizza and we're eating it, we should wash.
Same thing as pizza,
pretty much. Yeah, same as pizza bagels. Correct, exactly.
It's your pizza.
And then we said, that with the FDA, right? Was it the FDA or the, what's it called? The food and FDA that made that aura about
USDA
about 90% of it's in meals, right? So then already you got what? Then you really should, you know. I always said a wash on three because you get out of everything. But the bottom line is, it's very hard that sheet now that we mentioned.
Not wash on one.
Exactly, correct. So you see, because the Rabasher Weiss and Ramoshin and Taz, Ramasik, what Sam does. Problem is, by frozen pizza, it's already bread, and therefore you can't get rid of that shame bread. Okay? All right, we got that? All right, so we covered pizza. So we covered pizza. Three categories of pizza are what? Our regular pizza, pizza made with fruit juices, and what's the third one? Frozen pizza, which is the same thing as pizza bagels. Okay? Okay, Sam, you ready? Let's go. What about Mizonos rolls? Let's move on to this now. Mizonos rolls, you get on the plane, and, you know, the stewardesses tell you, you know, you don't have to wash on it. Don't worry about it. So what do we basically hold? So I had told you that I don't subscribe to the theory of Mizonos rolls, and I believe you got to wash on them. So let's see why. Mizonos rolls fall under category C1. Since they're made of thick batter containing a noticeable amount of fruit juice or milk, and then they're baked in the oven. Most people encounter Mizonos rolls on a plane, at bar mitzvah weddings, or in a local bakery in Israel. As mentioned, there is a dispute, a big dispute, Lamaisa. There is a big dispute, Lamaisa. Let's get it, okay? There is a big dispute in Siv Dal regarding the amount of additives needed for the bread to be considered possible by Kistu. Remember what we said? The Machaber said it had to be what? Nikar, right? And what did Rama say?
Ikar.
Had to be Ikar, right? Is it Nikar or Ikar? That's the Shiloh. That's a big machlekes. The Machaber passing, as long as the flavoring is noticeable, it is considered pasa babakissin. While the Ramah, as Mazur and Mishabura, holds that it is true only if the flavor is ikar, which is usually achieved when the majority of the liquid in the batter consists of oil, milk, or fruit juice. Or if the additives, such as sugar and spice, are present in such quantities, one tastes them more than the flour. So it's got to be the ikar, which is usually the majority, or are present in such kind of one tastes them more than the flour. Okay? The Chuvas von Huggis of Sturmbach quotes the Marsham, who says that if the dough contains 51% fruit juice, it is considered pasa babakistan, even if the fruit juice is not really tasted. Others argue with this. So not only does it have to be the majority, the best is that you can actually taste it. Now, I think when you have these Mizonos rolls, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think you taste the juice. Do you? I don't think so. Tastes like bread. But the bottom line is that what? Is that you got to check, as long as it's either Nikar or Ikar, and the question is, what is Ikar? Is Ikar just 51%, or must it also be what? Tasted as well. So the bottom line is that Reb Shlomo Zalman quoted in Zosa Bracha, Paskins, let's get it, that Mizonos rolls that are made with a majority of fruit juice relative to the other liquids added is considered pasa babakistan. So he paskins halach lamaisa that if the majority of the if the fruit juice is the majority of the relative liquids added, Sam, yeah? It's the majority of the relative liquids added. If it's the majority, it's called pasa babakistan. So if you're Koveya Suda, what do you need to do? If you have Dalad Bayim, what do you need to do? You need to wash and bench. If you are not having Dalad Bayim, what do you do? You're not having Dalad Bayim, what do you do? You say Mizonos and Alamichia. Excellent. So this is the Pesach of Ur Shlomo Zalman. Okay. So that means you really got to check the ingredients when you get these on the plane. Because you can't simply just wash on them because you don't need enough of them, right? You don't need enough of it. So, Lamaisa, you really got to check. However, Rav Vosner, who's the great Gon, quote also, Zalman great Gon. However, Rav Vosner quoted in Zos HaBracha Paskins that since the Mizonos rolls take the place of bread and are eaten as part of the meal, you are obligated to wash and bench. No doubt. In other words, the definition of pasul b'kisson is something that is eaten on the go or as a dessert. But if this takes the place of bread, that's not eaten on the go. It's considered bread, even if technically it fulfills the criterion of pasul b'kisson. In order for something to be considered pasul b'kisson, it needs to fit into one of the three criteria listed in the Shulchan Aruch. But it also needs to fit in with the reasoning of those criteria. For example, it is a food that is eaten on the go and is not meant to fully satiate. Since mizonos rolls are meant to take the place of bread, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's one of the meals on the plane. They are not eaten on the go and they satiate and they are not considered a pasul b'kisson. Using this svara, Rabbi Yosef Zatzal Paskins, that you should not recite mizonos on mizonos rolls, even if you are only taking a small bite, since it might be considered bread. That's why I said you got to wash. We will see this far is used for to be mazber why we recite a motzi and matzah, even though it fulfills the third criterion of pasul b'kisson, it's crunchy. We recite a motzi on it because it takes the place of bread on Pesach. Yes, it takes the place of bread on Pesach, right? So Sabrach writes, in order to avoid this dispute, it's best to first wash on real bread. Okay, but you don't have real bread on a plane. So this is what we hold like Rav Vosner, Rav Yashiv,
Lach Lamaisa.
What'd you say?
Can we say this thing about Pesach?
Yes. In other words, we'll see this svara is used to be matzah, why we say motzi on matzah, even though it fits in the cracker category.
What about the fruit juice matzahs? It'll be the same thing.
Egg matzahs?
Yeah, whatever you're making. Okay. You want to make those on, it's the same thing.
Okay.
It's
maybe. Good. Maybe you say svara, you'd say that also. You're saying good.
It should be the same
thing. Egg matzahs, maybe you should also have to say motzi. Yes, Akiva, what were you going to say? Yeah. You got me? So what does it turn out to be? Shlomo Zalman against who? Against Rav Vosner, Rav Yashiv, and this is a bracha. And that's why you say amotzi and matzah, even though it's a cracker. And that's why you would say amotzi even on egg matzah, like Nate's saying. And that's why we assume halacha lemaisa that I think you should wash on it. Now, the best thing would be to avoid have bread. That would be the best thing. Problem is that people don't have bread on a plane. So what are you going to do? So based on what we have learned, it would seem that most Ashkenazic poskim agree that mizonos rolls eaten as part of a meal where the other foods are served up add to more than what? 345 grams and are eaten together with mizonos rolls require you to wash and bench. For this reason, Rav Belsky, Rav Reuven Feinstein, Rav Heinemann, yes, Rav Belsky Zatzal, Rav Reuven Feinstein Shlita, Rav Heinemann Shlita, and other Rabbanim signed a letter against serving mizonos rolls at weddings, bar mitzvahs, and planes, since those present end up eating more than 345 grams and are obligated to wash and bench. So they thought it was a big avla to serve mizonos rolls at all at bar mitzvahs, and therefore it's wrong. Yes?
On El Al, you can opt into the Mahuller menu or whatever it is. Like, it's like better, and they don't give you rolls.
Oh, really?
No, not on the...
They give you Mahajan food? They don't give you any rolls to wash on?
There are more than three levels. There's a million levels. They just don't usually have them. What? There's more.
Okay. All right, good.
I'm fairly certain there is. They just usually don't do it unless enough people.
Okay, so they don't have rolls at all, you're saying, in that situation. Okay. Fine. What emerges is that if you are an Ashkenazi on a plane or at a wedding and want to eat the mizonos rolls and other foods, you should wash on the mizonos rolls. Yes? However, the Zos HaBracha writes that if you do not want to wash and bench and you possibly like Shlomo Zalman above that the mizonos rolls are possible because you should recite, you could recite mizonos and on mizonos rolls, recite al michya if it is less than 200 and 230 grams. And eat the rest of the non-mizonos items in front of you. This would also work for eating a lot at Kiddush. Though, if you plan on eating other mizonos, non-apostolic kissing foods, such as your shalmi kugel or pasta, you should not follow this suggestion. The reason is because what? What's the reason? The reason is because you would cause a bracha sheni tzricha, reciting another mezonos on kugel pasta for no reason, since you could have been yotze with the bracha and pasta abekisla. So why would you do that? So again, you really should wash. People shouldn't give me, I don't want to wash, and any confection. So you could hold liquid shomu zalman and just do what? Just say mezonos on alamichia, if you wanted to do that. And make sure you don't eat a lot of it, less than 200, 230, and then eat the rest of the non-mezonos sides in front of you. Problem is, if people had kiddush, that would work also, but if you're going to eat more mezonos stuff afterwards, then why would you do stop and say mezonos alamichia and then say another mezonos? You cause the bracha sheni tzricha by saying another mezonos, which is not right, which is improper. Al pi halacha. Okay, we got that. So that's the din halacha lamaisa. Okay. Now, until now, we had followed the understanding that you're obligated to wash and bench only when eating a large amount of pasta b'kisson. Rav Vosner and Rav Yoshev now are saying this far about substitute. Rav Vosner and Rav Yoshev are suggesting that eating pasta b'kisson as the main staple of your meal in a place of bread also requires you to wash and bench. So Rav Vosner and Rav Yoshev are suggesting that eating pasta b'kisson as the main staple of your meal in place of bread.
It's all just about...
Yeah. Exactly. Doesn't you don't have to worry about how much you eat or not, Lamaisa. They just say that Lamaisa, it is a new svara. Okay, good. Let's continue now. As mentioned now, let's get it. Alternatively, Zosa Brass suggests you eat the other foods in front of you first and then eat the mezonos at last as a dessert. Okay. You could do that too, Lamaisa, you know, at the kiddush that people try to do. The bottom line is that we should really treat mezonos rolls as bread, but you should know in your back pocket you have the sheet of Shlomo Zalman that has the sheet. Okay, let's continue now. As mentioned, the Mechaber paskens that dough with any amount of oil or additives that is noticeable, what is called noticeable, nikar, even if it's a minority, is considered possible for kissing. Additionally, we mentioned that Rav Avadya Zatzal argues in the Magen Avraham pastas that other foods eaten with pasta b'kisson do not combine to the amount of 4 eggs worth that require to wash and bench. Remember, we always said, what's included in the dalet bayim? What's included in the dalet bayim? Is it only the dough, or is it also the other stuff? Magadron says the other stuff. Ravadi says no, you cannot include the other stuff. Therefore, Svardin can eat mezonos rolls even if the other food eaten with the roll on a plane or at wedding accumulates to more than 217. The amount of 4 eggs according to Svardim. According to Rav Avadya, you don't have to worry about it, the other stuff, because the other stuff don't combine. And I didn't eat the rolls that were considered of that shear. Based on this, Rav Avadya writes in the Tshuva, in the introduction to the Yalkut Yosef, yes, that if a Svardi gets invited to an Ashkenazi for Shabbos, yes, and the Ashkenazi is using egg challah, which according to Ashkenazim is bread, since the egg is less than 51% of the liquid, and according to Svardim, it's pasta b'kisson, since the taste of egg is noticeable. Wow. The Svardi should bring his own water challah along. He's masber that since, according to Svardim, the bread is considered mezonos, and other foods served at the meal do not count towards the 217 that is required for benching, the Svardi would need to eat 217 of the egg challah itself. Therefore, it is best for the Svardi to bring a small water challah or roll. However, see footnote 4 above, where the Yalkut Yosef posits that one should wash his hands without reciting Al Netilas Yadayim. Why? Because it's a machlokes. You don't want to get into say a bracha sheni tzricha. You follow me? So, did everyone got this? Let's say you have a Svardi over. Let's say you have a Svardi over for the meal. So, what do you do? What do you do if you have a Svardi over for the meal?
Using an egg challah.
Yeah, you're using that challah. So, 51% of it is what? The egg is less than 51% of it. So Rashkenazim, egg challah is mamish challah. You with me, Sam? Whereas according to Sfardim, what's it then?
Mezonos.
It's a mezonos. So therefore, he's going to have a problem. And you hold like a ravadi, you can't add the other stuff, so you might not be able to bench. And what are you washing for? So the Sfardi would need to eat 217 of the egg challah itself, which is lamaisa a lot. Yeah. Therefore, it's best for the Sfar to bring along a water challah or a roll which is bread itself. Ideally, you should bring two water challahs for Lechem Mishnah, but he also may use one of the egg challahs of the host for his Lechem Mishnah. Right? So you can mix it with one water and one egg, halach lamaisa. So to summarize, Sfardim recite Mizonos on Mizonos roll, unless they eat more than 217 of the roll alone. Okay? Alpi halacha. Okay? So, unless they eat more than 217 of the roll alone, Sfardim recite Mizonos. Some Ashkenazim pasim, when he's eating the roll alone, he should recite Mizonos, though some poskim say that's considered bread. According to the poskim, we hold that Mizonos rolls are pasim abekisnin. You should avoid eating more than 230 of the Mizonos roll in a conjunction with other foods. If you eat more than 340 of Mizonos roll in conjunction with other foods, you should wash and bench. You can avoid washing and benching by just eating the Mizonos roll in the amount of less than 200, reciting Alamich, and then eating the rest of the food. So it goes both ways, halacha lemaisa, when we what? Goes both ways, halacha lemaisa, when you figure out how much you're going to eat. You understand what I'm saying? So let's get this again. Sfardim recite Mizonos on a Mizonos roll, right? Unless they what? Unless they eat more than what? Unless they eat more than 217 of what? Of the roll alone. So Ashkenazim paskin that if one's eating the roll alone, he should what? He should recite what? Mizonos. He should write what? Some poets ask us, well, if you eat the roll alone, you should recite Mizonos, right? Because remember we said that that's considered to be what? Pasaba Bekistin. Though some Mizonos poskim say it's considered bread. According to poskim, Mizonos rolls are Pasaba Bekistin. You should eat what? Avoid eating more than 230, because if you do that, you got to wash and bench. So you can avoid washing and benching by just eating the Mizonos roll in an amount that's less than what? 230, side out of the mich and eating the rest of the bread. But we hold that we don't hold to this whole concept of what? Mizonos rolls at all. We say it's considered to be what? Bread. Because why? Because number one, it's the issue of the substitute, right? Remember, it's substituting. That was the one issue. Number one, it's substituting. And number two is... is that what? What's number one is the fact that it's a substitute. And what's number two? What's the other other svara said? That
it's not enough.
What'd you say? Well, why do we say that you should wash on it? Because it's replacing the bread, right?
Why you should wash on it?
Yeah, that's what he said. It's replacing the bread. Yeah.
It's not a to-go.
Take a small bite. It's a motzi, and that's the deal. Right, it's not to go at all, Lamaisa. It's not to go at all. That's correct. And also the fact is that egg challah is really not what is not, according to the Ashkenazim, it's not 51%. It's not noticeable. Remember, it has to be a majority. That's another thing. So Mizonos on Mizonos rolls, we really frown upon. But if you're going to hold of it, make sure you only eat a little bit of it. You don't get into the quagmire of what? Of having to wash lamaisa and bench halacha lamaisa. Okay, let's get to the following though. Large berekas. What do you say about large berekas? Large berekas filled with potato or cheese fall into category since they're dough filled with potatoes and cheese. They're eaten during a meal. You guys familiar with large berekas? So I don't think large berekas are eaten on the go. I don't think so. So these large berekas are not eaten on the go and are usually served as a meal or at least as a first course at Israeli weddings. Large potato berekas with a mushroom sauce is often the first course.
Meat.
Oh. However, in most cases, the dough of the berekas is made with enough additives that even Ashkenazim would consider the dough to be pasul b'kishne. What is the proper bracha to make on these large berekas? So what do we say? Off. So the answer to this question depends on the machlokes regarding Mizonos rolls. Philip Zalman will hold that if the dough is made with 51% oil or milk or other additives, it's pasul b'kishnin, right? Yes? Even according to the Magen Avraham, that pashtita filled with meat, in our case, potatoes, is considered bread. Here the dough has additives, not just water, giving it the status of pasul b'kishnin. The dough is it has like oil... or milk, if it's milchiks, And therefore, the post can do not say that brackets get the stance of us, since the outer part is crunchy. Third carapace was listed by the Shulchan Aruch, presumably because the middle doughy part of the brek is soft. It's not crunchy. It's the only way you're going to get it to pasuk baba kisses is because it's mixed with this other stuff. It's mixed with this other stuff that's like oil or milk. That's going to make it pasuk baba kisses. Even the Magen Avraham might say that, because the Magen Avraham who said meat was what it's only made of. What it's only made of dough and water. However, Rav Osner and Rav Yashin would hold that since the berekas are eaten during the meal, yes, for example, not on the go, they take the place of the bread, even if they're technically fill the criterion of pasa babakistan listed in the Shulchan Aruch. Wow. It is, again, not on the go. It's a substitute for bread. In other words, since the berekas are large, eaten during the meal, and meant to satiate, they cannot receive the halachic status of pasa babakistan. Yes?
According to that opinion.
They cannot. Right. This is a bracha writes, in order to avoid this pursuit, it's best to wash on a real bread and then eat the large berekas. Now, what do you say for svardim? What do you say if you're svardim for berekas? Can't hear you. What? Oh, so according to the svardim, it's possible by Yaakov Yosef, the berekas are automatically considered possible by Kistin because of sweet dough and filling. And you would be obligated to wash and bench only if you ate more than 217 grams of the berekas. So if you're svardim, you eat a little bit and just simizonos. If you're Ashkenazi, right? Ashkenazi. To summarize, Sfardim and Shlomo Zalman consider large berekas to be pasuk b'kisnin, while Rav Ozer and Rav Yosher view them as bread. And Lamaisa, what do we assume? We assume that you should treat them like what? Now, what do people do with berekas? I think people are make with that, no? I think people are make with berekas.
I think the large berekas they're talking about, I don't think we're make with.
Oh, you know?
They only serve them at weddings. You have to walk before them. You walk before them on the bread first.
I always view like a bereka as a bereka.
Berekas that you pick up at the shuk, not the berekas that you're.
So like you think the big ones are bread?
So cutting through with a fork and knife, gotcha. And there's like stuff inside.
You think the big ones are bread? The small ones are on the go, and that would be possible because
on bread anyway, so it doesn't.
Gotcha. Do they have these big berekas in America? Do they do?
At the wedding I was at last week in Israel, they had them.
They had them. They have big berekas in America. They're usually pretty small. So then, based on this, what would your psak be by small berekas that are filled with potatoes or cheese? What would you say? Since they're made eaten on the go, even the Magen Avraham agree that the bracha is what? Mizonos. And the Mishnah writes that clearly. So Nate's saying good that we need to be mechakin small ones and big ones, halacha lemaisa. Yes, go ahead, Akiva. I think you should wash on them. I believe strongly you should. I didn't get a chance to look up that halacha you said about not touching the bread. Believe that or I have to. Good question. You're saying that I can rely on a Shlomo Zalman and also get out of having to wash on that just by not holding it.
It's a good eitzah.
Okay, we got to think about it. Okay. All right, let's break here. Okay. Here's tomorrow, Makaymas.